For the first 56 sols, Opportunity never strayed more than 10 metres from that propitious landing site. It took pictures with its various cameras, ground holes with its little rasping drill, dug a trench by spinning one wheel while it kept the others locked, measured the spectra of various minerals. The scientists concluded that the sediments they saw had been laid down in a salty, dying sea. If that had been all Opportunity had ever told them, the mission would have been counted a great success. But on Sol 57, it ventured out into the wider world. Guided by pictures from satellites above, Opportunity headed for a deeper crater, Endurance, a kilometre or so away. It drove down into it and looked around further, poking and prodding for the rest of the year. A human geologist might have accomplished as much or more by way of assessment in a leisurely afternoon, but the nearest human geologists were on another planet and likely to remain there for some decades to come. After climbing back out of Endurance, no one had known whether it would be able to, Opportunity was sent off to inspect the jettisoned heat shield that had protected it as it burned down through the Martian atmosphere, now a glinting monument on the pockmarked plain. It was not the only thing that had fallen from the sky. As it rolled on, Opportunity came across a meteorite, its lithology distinctively un-Martian. Later, it took a little video of Phobos, the larger of Mars's small moons, passing as a shadow across the face of the sun. On Sol 946, in September 2006, Opportunity reached Victoria Crater, 7 kilometres from its landing site, 800 metres across. Its makers knew that the 90-sol lifetime they had promised for Opportunity and Spirit was conservative, a low bar to ensure some kudos for mission accomplished, but none had expected it to be surpassed by a factor of 10.